back in mainland, the English education it started early in the primary school, and sometimes even kindergarten, but it's basically still on the level of testing, examinations. But for myself, I'm a bit interested in the English, you know, the background about the culture, right? So I will devote myself to more reading and other listening. Yeah, basically depend learning other foreign languages on listening. You know, so for me, the most memorable English learning experience should be listening to quite a lot of English audiobooks. Yeah, like The Twilight, Song of Ice and Fire, or Harry Potter, the basics. Yeah, so that should be my most memorable part, because audiobooks, I usually listen it when I'm before sleeping, and just have it like a background music, and I just fall asleep. So it has been for about 8 years. Yeah.
What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Well, most memorable reading experience, well, the first original English novel I read was, of course, the Harry Potter series. And yeah, it was quite famous and easy to read. But for me, I was about in the last year of primary school. Yeah, for back then, it was quite a challenge. So, but it was really fun, because I remember that back at then, the last book of that series, you first got the original copy, right? And then you may have the translations. Yes, but I wasn't so patient for the translation part, so I just took the original copy, and that was quite fun before all my classmates can get a hand on those books, and I get to read all before the release of the translation copy. Yeah, so that should be my most memorable one.
Then why do you choose to read the series at the beginning?
Because at first, this series, I read the other translation part before. All my big brothers are a big fan for this series, and I found it quite really interesting, and still I'm a big fan of it now. So I just try, because my mother said, so, okay, why don't you try some basic English reading, right? Because it's just fairy tales or some small kids' poems, right? And so that should be my first step in English reading, yeah. And later on, it's the Twilight, the Hunger Games, Divergent, A Song of Ice and Fire, and so on.